This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. And now on to the refreshed campaign of Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney. Yesterday, Romney spoke at the Virginia Military Institute and criticized President Obama's foreign policy.
When we look at the Middle East today, with Iran closer than ever to nuclear weapons capability, with the conflict in Syria threatening to destabilize the region, and with violent extremists on the march, it's clear that the risk of conflict in the region is higher now than when the president took office.
Romney is pouncing on a post-debate bounce that has him pulling neck and neck with the president. This may be the brand reboot that eluded the Romney campaign after the RNC in Tampa. Pat Griffin has kept a close watch on Romney's rising and falling campaign since the primary. He's a veteran ad man and GOP consultant and strategist. And his new book, Primary Columns, is a collection of blogs and op-eds penned during the primary leading up to the election 2012, a contest he calls the strangest, wildest, most unpredictable gladiatorial contest ever. Pat, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Great to be here, Virginia. Thank you for having me.
So let's go through full disclosure first. You have worked for Romney campaigns in the past, what, 2008?
Governor Romney was a client of mine early in 2008, yes.
No skin in the game for this election.
No skin in the game. No, I'm an observer, an interested observer.
Except that you are a GOP, you know, you're a Republican.
Yes,
let's
but
put it
don't
that way.
Let's not tell anyone.
All right, your secret is safe
All
with
right,
us.
Good.
So unpredictable is one of the things that you said, but Mitt Romney was pretty much ordained as the front runner candidate from the start of the race. Now, how was that determined and what was the party's thinking behind it?
You know, one of the reasons that we as a Republican Party aren't as interesting as the Democratic Party in many ways is because we tend to promote from within. It's very important for Republicans to sort of stay with their brands. You know, we like McCain's and Bush's and Bush's and Dole's and Romney's. You know, it's almost like you run the first time to sort of get the exercise, and the second time, it's your turn. This was Mitt's turn. And very, very clearly early on, he was the favorite, as you point out. But at the end of the day, Mitt Romney had a much harder time capturing this nomination than any of us thought he would from the very beginning in terms of message, money, and media, the sort of the three big M's as you go into this.
After Romney's debate performance last week, of course, polls say he is finally inspiring. He's re-energizing Republicans and some likely voters. You're an ad man. Now, why has the campaign had such a difficult time rallying support for Romney for so long?
I think the main reason is because the president, first of all, the Obama people have run a brilliant campaign, and you've got to give credit where credit is due. And I'm not sure that the Romney campaign has been as good from a narrative standpoint. The narrative of austerity is not popular in Europe, and it's not popular here. Really, when you say, you know, you can't have the keys to the car and you can't keep spending money that you don't have, those are inconvenient messages, and we've all heard those from authority figures. Essentially, Romney's message has been we spend too much. We can't spend as much as we do. We've got to change some things. And the president has had to defend a very, very difficult 4 years in office. Mm-hmm. A lot of headwinds at him in terms of what real voters experience, whether it's taxes or at the pump or the realities of every single day of this economy. The problem has been the president's been very, very smart at saying, let me tell you about this fellow Romney. And he has a great job. He's done a great job of segmenting women and Latinos and African Americans and gay Americans and others and found ways to segment voters off and say, he's not for you. So I think that the other night of the debate, what happens was we have 90 minutes of unfiltered Mitt Romney. No negative ads, mm-hmm. No narrative. The president was clearly off his game. He's a very good debater. I'm not sure which Barack Obama showed up the other night, but I'll guarantee you next week we're going to see a different fellow.
Well, you give some free advice to Romney in your book. And I'd like to hear some of your advice on a formidable enemy or an adversary. This is the one man who could, or creature, who could take Mitt Romney down.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay, Dennis Kozlowski, criminals, gluttons of greed, and the evil genius who towered over them. One man has the guts to speak his name.
Big Bird. Big Bird. Big Bird.
It's me, Big Bird.
Big, yellow, a menace to our economy. Mitt Romney knows.
How's he gonna get the 2 to 5 year old vote back after this one?
It may be lost, and you know, somewhere right now, Paul Ryan is in an alley kicking trash cans over looking for Oscar the Grouch. You know, I got to tell you, that's a great spot. It's very funny. It's cutting through, mainly because this stuff we're seeing, Virginia, on the air, and I make some of this stuff. Occasionally, my wife will say to me, please tell me you didn't make that ad. We are in a swing state. We've been through it in the primary. It's so hard. It all sort of looks the same. Here's a spot that cuts through a little personality and really takes sort of one of Governor Romney's comments and says to folks his priorities might be in the wrong place. That said, I'm not sure, unless the president comes up with a compelling reason to be rehired, that voters, given what they see, as Yogi Berra would say, who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes? They're seeing the costs of this economy every single day, and we're going to have to find better than clever ads like that to see Barack Obama get back in the game. This is a tight race. This is by no means done. This is going to look more like Bush-Gore in 2000, I think, than McCain-Obama in 2008.
Other suggestion, that Romney be who he is. Now, what does that mean? A lot of people have the question, who is he?
You know, I've met the governor a number of times, and he's a good guy. He's a very smart guy. You don't get where Mitt Romney's gotten in life without being a pretty bright guy. I'm not sure that's come through in the campaign. Certainly in the book, I talk about the primary and some of the gaffes, the self-inflicted wounds. But Mitt Romney is, in and of himself, a pretty thoughtful kind of guy. And some people suggest, well, Romney has been pushed to the right in this process, and he's not comfortable there. That may be the case, but at the end of the day, Romney is a very, very capable person when it comes down to what do I do in this situation. Every time Mitt Romney got backed into a corner during this primary, he somehow found his way out, whether it was Rick Perry or Newt Gingrich or Herman Cain. I mean, we had a challenger of the week.
Well, they're not really formidable challengers, let's say.
Right. And again, I joke about that. I mean, the fact of the matter is, some people would suggest that Mitt Romney was, you know, a giant in a parade of midgets in terms of what we had for a selection. But at the end of the day, if his narrative is, here are some bold, big ideas that are different than the president's, this is what makes us different, and the president isn't able to do as he wasn't last week, to refute those things very directly and say, I do, and I deserve to be rehired, I want to be rehired, then I think that the American people will probably say, one term may be enough.
Thank you so much for free advice to Mitt Romney and filling us in.
My pleasure.
Pat Griffin, CEO of the marketing firm Griffin, York & Kraus, a longtime media consultant to Republican campaigns. He's setting this race out, however, but he's just published a new book, a thoroughly entertaining one of observations about the GOP primary and the making of Mitt Romney, called Primary Columns. For more on Pat and the book, go to wordofmouthradio.org. And stay with us for What Makes a Short Story Great. We're going to get some object lessons and examples of soaring stories in small packages when Word of Mouth continues.